Luke 17. So on Sundays, we are taking the fruit of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, and on Wednesdays. I don't know if it's today. I guess today, next week, we want to share on this line. Luke 17. You're familiar with the story of the 10 lepers. The story of the 10 lepers. And our title is, Where Are the Nine? Amen. Where Simon titles, yeah? Where Are the Nine? Luke 17, verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Interesting journey. Samaria, Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, he met 10 men that were lepers. Observe the preposition. They were lepers. That means this is in their past. They were lepers that stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. I've said it before. When you need help, you ask for help. Is that clear? Have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go and show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. Hallelujah. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face and at his feet, giving him thanks. And guess what? He was a Samaritan. Interesting. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? So I didn't form the title. Jesus asked, Where are the 9? And it shows you that gratitude means something to God. Gratitude, thanksgiving, means something to God. And sometimes we might think we understand what it means. But look up, almost every human, from my own encounter, so this will be subjective, very subjective, a lot of people are actually not thankful. We have a lot of entitled, unthankful people who are also Christians. And it's anti-God's word. It's not consistent with God's word that you are ungrateful and unthankful. And sometimes we think we understand, because the moment we say, Where are the 9? So there's someone seated and says, you're saying, yeah, I know where the sermon is going to. We have to thank him. That's why we started with, thank you, Lord, and all. Right, I can take this too. I can teach it. Yeah, I know you can. Sometimes it's not about teaching it. It's about practicing it. Where are the 9? So something happened, was it yesterday? So at work, someone came in, and so David was there. And he was lecturing me on how to rehabilitate stroke. That was funny, but because he was saying, so, for the hand, you know, it's about muscles and... You were there, right? Uh-huh. I was saying, you know, so I've been able to do some things on my own. So, I know that you will do this. I said, well, maybe when you are done paying, they will take you in and then you will see what professionals do. And it reminded me of a story of one man like that. So, he didn't know that he was with a combatant soldier. I mean, someone who has been to war. Who has gone on missions and projects and trips. But I knew. I knew the man from the area. So, he was telling the man, he said, that's not how war is. Oh. You don't know what war is. I was pinching him. Maybe he had read a lot of newspapers. And so he felt, yeah, it's time to show. It's my turn to shine. So he was telling the man, Baba, that's not war. If I tell you what war is, I'm looking at you. You was in 200 level in UI. Stays off campus. You know what that means? It means you have luxury of toilet. Have you stayed on campus before? The toilets don't have door hooks. So when you hear footsteps, you say, I'm here. To signify for someone not to enter. But when you stay off campus, you have the luxury of, sometimes if it's your own apartment, you leave everything open, right? So I said, you are enjoying too much luxury to be talking to someone who has been to war. And he was trying to school the man on war, on tactics. He said, usually there's the tactics that Hitler was using. I said, shut up. So when the man now said, I combat. He didn't understand. He just, combat. That's the word. No, it's not just the word. It's my experience. And so sometimes we can feel we understand something. Maybe we've read about it so much. Or you grew up in church. So you think you understand what is called gratitude or thanksgiving. But you don't. And I'll teach you tonight. Are you ready? Because the Bible teaches that we should be thankful. This teaching is not going to be, of course, primarily to God. But we're also going to look at being thankful to others. When someone does you a favor, you have to respond in thankfulness. And sometimes thankfulness can have volume. You know what I mean? If you wanted to park your car and there is a drainage and you're about to enter the drainage and I say, stop. You are getting too close. I've done you a good, right? I've done you a favor and you thank me. Well, if I pay your hospital bills to the tune of a 2 million, 3 million naira, I've also done you a favor. Usually, your thankfulness will increase. It must match the favor done. And some people don't know this. Okay. I don't know if I shared this, but let me just share it. Was it last Wednesday when I got home and someone sent me money? Was it last Wednesday? Yeah, Friday. Okay. So we got home together and I just opened my bank account. I had to transfer money to someone. And I saw that the money there has increased so much. So I said, what's going on? So usually what I'll do is go to the transaction history. Check who sent it. Who loves me this much? So I saw someone's name who I had not spoken to in about 7 years. No, 2022. So in 4 years. Yeah, 4 years. That was the last time we spoke on WhatsApp. Last time we saw face to face was March 2019. Last time we chatted was April 2022. And between that 2019 and 22, we did not talk. So the 2022 was, he had a project and all of that, and he felt if I could do it. And I just said, oh, no, I'm not involved in that. And that was it. And so I saw the alert from the person. So the first thing I did was, I sent him a message. I said, you have made a mistake. I think you made a mistake. You sent me a sum of so. Kindly forward the Git account details for me to. I don't know some Nigerians. That's the time you block it in. You block the business number. You block the business family. Nobody can reach you in the next 3 months from that person. That's why I didn't know. I thought it was federal government front. So I reached out to him and said, forward me the account. It will pay me to actually send it back. But yeah, it's not my money. So I thought. So he said, no, Pastor, it's a gift. I said, a gift. The first thing I did was I sent a voice note. You were there. Then I called. The next day, I put him on FaceTime. And I was thanking him again. The evening of the next day, I said, thank you for yesterday. Today again, as I was going over my sermon note again, I went back to him. I said, thank you for the other day. He said, Pastor, is enough. But there are certain gestures someone will do you. My mother taught me that you don't thank them once. 6 months later, you will still go back and say, that thing you did that time, thank you. You see, you would have thought Jesus would not care about whether the lepers responded or not. And that's God in man, showing you the nature of God himself. Jesus said, where are the nine? That means being thankful is what God looks forward to. That's the reason why a lot of people also have stopped receiving favors from certain places. Because you're not thankful. You're not thankful. The average person is entitled and unthankful. And they don't know. They don't know. That's why we need to explain it in the church. That are you part of the nine? Or are you the one? The one who is thankful. The one who is grateful. The leper might not know where he was going to sleep that night. But thank you for healing me. Thank you. Jesus could have walked past. Jesus did not heal everyone in his earthly ministry. The man by the beautiful gate was healed by the beautiful gate. He took Peter to come and heal him. And he had been there. He had been there. Are you thankful? Again, to God. Also to people around you. Who do you favor? What's thanksgiving? It's the deliberate expression of gratitude to a favor done. deliberate. The word there is the word deliberate. That means it's intentionally done. Say intentionally done. In Psalm 103, one of my favorites. I think I taught there earlier this year. I said, forget not. Remember? Was it this year? Last year? Ah! Thank God for life. Amen. Last year. Interesting. Psalm 103. Oh, last year after Believer's Meeting. I know it was the midweek service after Believer's Meeting. Psalm 103. Where are the nine? What a question. I could picture it, him saying it, sad. Where are the nine? What happened? Were 10 not healed? In Psalm 103, see what David wrote. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now, if there's something you should note from there, it's that it's almost as though David is saying, is commanding his own soul and say, you've got to do this. Meaning that thanksgiving is not what you live to when I remember. It's not what you live to how I feel at that moment. It's deliberate. You must deliberately tell God, thank you. Human, should I help you? You know, sometimes we find it easier to thank outsiders. What about your spouse? When last did you tell your wife, thank you very much? I really appreciate what you do. When last did you thank your husband? I said, thank you for being a good man. Thank you for the children. There are men who don't give a hoot. They don't care. And the issue is not they don't have money. The issue is they just don't care. There was a man like that when I was growing up. He has money, he has cars. And then you see the children, the kind of clothes they put on. Sometimes I cannot marry the two. At some point, people started saying he must have done money ritual that they said he should not take care of the children. It was that serious. So have you told your husband? You know, sometimes when you look at the economy and you look at the country, you say, just say thank you. What some men are putting on it, are putting in their heads. Jesus Christ. The incidence of high blood pressure now. Serious. Among young people. Because you're thinking about rent, you're thinking about school fees. And then there are still people just waiting in your DMs. Sometimes I just don't open my DMs. Like, almost a queue. There's a reason why pastors don't like their numbers out. I've assisted someone before. And he asked the brother to come and thank me. And the brother was saying, thank you. Me, I also have something I want to do too. And he put a account number. What kind of entitlement is that? But have you told your wife, thank you. Your husband, thank you. Your parents, if they are still the one taking care of you, thank you. Even if they are not, if you remember something that was done, if my mom was here, I'll probably be saying thank you every market day. Because sometimes I can remember a lot of things, a lot of experiences together. When we were stuck coming from boarding house, we were stuck in the forest, and we were under the rain. And she was using bag to protect my own head, and she was exposed to the rain. And I had to pray to God and say, I need any car to carry us away from here. And God answered, amen. Will you allow her? You know, I should go back to the kind of person and say, thank you. Thank you for 2001. Amen. How much more God? David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Meaning, it's something I must deliberately. It's not, I don't leave it to chances. It's not about being spontaneous. He said, when I just feel it, I'm just going to be spontaneous. No, I must wake up today and say, I want to thank the Lord. And he mentioned quite a number of things to thank him for. It doesn't mean, and we're going to see how the New Testament explains thanksgiving. Because thanksgiving is not just when something good happens to me. Or when prayers are answered. We're going to see how Paul taught thanksgiving in the New Testament. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities and heals all diseases. He forgives all your iniquities. Sometimes there's a way you act so righteous, so self-righteous, and so, you know, so confident in your walk with God. But someone forgave you. Someone covered your shame. There are people that have done less evil than you. Less sin. Let's put it in quotes. He's the one that forgave all your sins and heals you from all your sicknesses. You say, yeah, I don't get sick. You see that headache? That small headache you had and just left.
that cancer you had and just left.
He heals all your diseases.
If you work in healthcare, you'd have heard things like, all she had was headache. And he said, oh, that was all. Nothing. It was just a slight headache. And that was all. Come on. You work in healthcare. You know what I'm talking about. He said, it was just a slight headache. And you were wondering, what can a slight headache do? But suddenly you've forgotten. You've forgotten that time you wanted to cross the road. You know, in Nigeria, there's a way you cross the road. You have to be an expert. And that's why I advise people to use the pedestrian. If you have ever seen me cross the road, if there's a pedestrian bridge, I will always use it. That's the running around like mosquito in the middle of the road, like cockroach. Avoid it. But remember the day that as you cross, that bus, that yellow bus with black stripe, you have the vroom. That was God. That was God saving you, but you never said thanks. So while you are looking at the 9 lepers, sometimes they are a reflection of us. We are the 9. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. You are saved from more evil than you know. That's the thing I tell you as your pastor. I recall one of you, I was sharing with one of the leaders. I said, this person, this is what God showed me about this person. In the next 3 months, this is what God showed me about this person. But we are going to reverse it. Because God said we can reverse it. And I had to say, no, that's not going to happen. I called, we had in the retreat. I was in 2024. And literally, I saw someone dying right among us. Like, is a vision. I saw it. And I said, God, what can we do about it? He said, we're going to pray. I didn't even tell you. I just took it up in prayer. I said, God, are we good now? Of course, there are certain things. Well, there's certain things we can pray about. Amen. Certain things, like I said, death is not threatening. Death has been defeated. Hallelujah. It's not an issue. Paul says to die is gain. You don't live your life. No, you live your life of purpose. You are purposeful enough. There's no need to bother. Hallelujah. We'll reign with him forever. Amen. But I said, no, we should be able to do something about this. But you know, that same person can just say, Pastor, things are not going well. Have you thanked God for what he has done? You might not know, but he says he's the one that redeems your life from destruction. There's a blessedness of going out in the morning and coming back in the evening. I know you're complaining, you're coming back tired. Yeah, I don't have a car. I'm so tired. Have you thanked him for the blessedness of returning back home? Of having something to eat? Of having breath in your lungs? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Pastor, I'll do anything to have a job that pays me so. There are people who also do everything to have working kidneys and to have legs that walk and to have eyes that see. And there are people who cannot see but can hear. And there are people who want to hear everything. Thank you, Jesus. He says he is the one that redeems your life from destruction. Do you know that? He says he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Mercy is a gift. He's the one that does it. He says he puts it like a crown. He puts mercy on your head. Thank you for mercies. That I might not even know. That I might not even see. He says, the loving kindness you see every day, that's him. The favors you get, that's him. Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Don't forget a single thing. You know, if you had asked Joseph to give thanks on his journey, he would have said, what was there to give thanks for? Well, there is a God that saved him from destruction. I've told you before, the greatest miracle in Joseph's story is what? That he didn't die. That is the crux of the story, that he was not killed. Because that was the plan. The plan is, we are going to kill him. And we are going to tell Jacob that the beasts of the field took Joseph away. If not, that God spoke through Judah. And Judah said, if Christ is still going to come, we cannot kill this guy. There will be a Joseph that will have to go and preserve food for us. Can we sell him instead? It's okay. Yeah. If you spoke to Joseph in that place, you say, God allowed them to sell me. No, what they wanted to do was to kill you. Thank God they sold you. Hallelujah. How does that sound in the testimony? I want to thank God they sold me in slavery. I just want to bless the Lord that I'm a slave now. But that was the testimony. He saves you from destruction that you may not even know about. Days you got down from that marrow. Because you forgot your wallet at home. But it was saving you from destruction. And you were crying and saying, now I'm late. He's the one who saves you from destruction. We are the 9. The 9 are there. Saying, we are going to the priest. we don't have transport fare. But you were healed.
I'm grateful, Lord.
It says, who satisfies your mouth with good things? I love that. So your car is from God. Your job is from the Lord. Ask anyone who is a believer, who has money in their account. You know there's some degree of favors you cannot explain. Amen. I don't have much money. As you are looking at me like this. But even with the little I have, I can tell you, there are some things you can't explain. How did I meet this one that now communicated me to this one that made this possible, that made this possible, then this made this possible? That's God. That's Him. It's all Him. You were able to queue at the shawarma spot. Ora shawarma. Say, because I don't have food stuff at home. Do you know what it means that you are queuing to buy street food of 2,000 naira, 3,000 naira? God has answered your prayers. Also, I can't remember the last time I ate shawarma in my life. It's Gary. And I even allow you to swell. So you have Gary. thank you, Lord Jesus. You have Gary. Yeah. Joseph would have said, they are selling me and God is looking. And God is saying, you should be giving thanks. What Judah just said is a deliverance. And Jesus said, deliverance. He said, you should sell me. Would you rather be killed? Then when Potiphar's episode happened, Joseph would have felt, there's a cost for my family. It's Rachel. This is the hand of Rachel. She has never been. This is from my father's house. Even now that I am now the head of the servants, they don't want me to rest. And God is the one causing it. God is saying, you can't stay. If you stay in Potiphar's house, that's all you'll be. The head of slaves. But that's not you. You were made for more. And God is saying, to be that more, they have to send you away. Imagine as Joseph is being put in prison and he's saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this great promotion. You will say, that's a madman. How do you thank God from where you are eating turkey? You understand? No, there's turkey. There's turkey. He's eating turkey. Joseph is tearing it. Yeah. In the morning. He's the one in charge of the drinks. And from there, he's going to the prison. And they are wearing him number 1, 3, or number 10. Like Mercy. In the prison. And they're wearing him, they are giving him number. And Joseph is saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Thank you for this next step. I might not see the entire picture, but I trust you. I trust you with the very breath in my lungs. I trust you with my life. You would have called him a madman. But God sees the picture. You don't. David is telling you now. He's the one that satisfies you with good things. Your family is from the Lord. Your children are from the Lord. That job. Yeah, you don't like it? It's from the Lord. You're just not thankful enough. Or maybe not at all. You have families to call your own. Whether it's your nuclear family now or, you know, whether you're married or not. You have people to say, that's my brother. That's my sister. If you don't have a natural family, you literally have one in the church. And you can say, Sister Niola. Let me call Sister Niola. She'll turn up for me. Let me call Rowell. Have you ever thanked God for that? Have you ever thanked God for the privilege to be in the music team? You say, I'll thank God for it. You see, that's the point. You don't understand Thanksgiving yet. Like I said, the day your eyes are open to know what Thanksgiving is, it changes everything. Do I have things I want from the Lord? Yes. Do I have things I will say, give me now? No. I just love it. And I'll thank Him again for the next day. That's it. Because the grand plan is in His hands, not mine. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Are you there? He says, the one that satisfies you with good things. Bless the Lord, O my soul. James says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from the Father of light. Everyone, every single one. Train yourself not to complain. You know, the other day, I almost found myself complaining. So, I started a project sometime last year, and it's been telling on my body a lot. And so I've spoken about faith. My friend, Prophet, you know, he's a senior, startup. Have you faith? Yeah. So I was talking, and I said, it's costing me. You know, many years ago, I would give anything to be in that same position. I would tell you, give me the stress. In fact, I failed with millions of naira to get to that same thing, to do that same thing. And now I'm complaining that the work is too much, I'm having too many meetings. No. So suddenly I said, thank you, Jesus, for the stress. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gratitude. And there's the posture we must also take for even natural things. Yeah, you ask your husband for 300k for gown. Whatever, I don't know which gown you want to buy. And he gives you 150. And you're saying, is this what I asked for? Thank you. Whatever name you are calling. Babe, whatever you are calling. Honey, like B. Anything you are calling. Thank you very much. I appreciate. Of course, I'm not saying your marriage is official. None of that. So I appreciate. If my wife comes to me and says, thank you, I appreciate. Sometimes I always think like that, like, that's how. Because I know that might be a key. Amen. A key to greater measures. Don't appreciate. Don't appreciate. Just go and spend that one. That appreciation is to get you to another level. Amen. When last were you thankful? In Deuteronomy 8, Moses says something that I love. Are you learning something? I could as well finish this today. So you can have it on YouTube. In Deuteronomy 8, verse 17. And you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. But you will remember. This Moses is telling Israel. But you will remember. Verse 18. Deuteronomy 8:18. That it is the Lord that gives power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he has sworn to your father, that since this day. It is the Lord that has given you the power to get wealth. I say, but I don't have wealth yet. Yeah, the 10K that is in your account is the Lord that has given you the power to get wealth. Amen. Thank him. You should. I can remember vividly. I don't know. Some of you were there. Bosha, you were there downstairs when I was sharing about a man who paid for my, when I was in Federal Government College. Was in Brokpan's office. Who was there? You were there. All right, good. Who else was there? Okay, yeah. I was sharing out when I was going to Flagman College. This school fees was quite much. Then, unity schools were, because you have to buy the uniforms and all the textbooks. If our people say it's for rich kids, even probably now. And I remember my dad had a fraction of the money. He didn't have everything. And there was this man who said, junior bad admission, because it was quite, it's like getting admission to university. It was quite competitive because it's from across the country. He said, brilliant boy. I can still remember vividly like this. And he said, I'll pay. I think everything was about 70,000 or 90,000 naira. But that was some money. That's like paying 400K now for school fee. Probably more. Probably more than 450, 500 now. And this man paid it. Not just that he paid it. We didn't have a car. He gave out his car to take me to school from Ibadan to Osun State. You know, some years ago, I just remembered and I messaged him on Facebook again. Say, thank you. Thank you, sir, for that year. And I mentioned the year, I said, YJ. He said, what made you remember? I said, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. Amen. And by God's grace, I've had the opportunity to do the same thing for more than 3-4 people. In fact, when I hear my child got admission, but our money is not complete, it's almost as though the drama is replaying. They don't pull me away. I would say, can you send me account number? No, not that you now come and say, I got admission. It's me. You say, template is the show. Are you a Yahoo boy? But that's gratitude.
I'm grateful, Lord.
There are some people that, when they will do something for you, you have to book a flight. This one is not phone call to thank. You book a flight. In fact, a pastor was sharing how someone gave, was he 250 million naira to the church? And what came to mind is that if someone gives 250 million naira today, I don't care where you are in the world, I will book a flight. I will learn your language to aid you. If you are Usa, I will. If you are Igbo, I will call you Odogu. I will say Odogu Malay, Odogu Malaysia, Odogu Indonesia. There's no one I will not call you. If you are Yoruba, you are in trouble. God, that one is easier. Amen. It is what you have done. How much more God? The beautiful thing about God's own is some of them you don't see it. Teach your children to be thankful. Like intentionally program it. Don't raise people. Don't raise murmurers. When something is given to you, you say thank you. In fact, my mom will say, sorry, I have to bring my mom in. You know, say when you have thanked the person, you will not thank God. Oh, beer that could have biscuits in here without thanking God. The biscuits. You know, normally you change it and I say, you say thank you to the person I give you. My mom will say, when you are done, he will not tell God, thank you for this biscuit. I will not say the other part of the prayer. Somehow. Say, thank you for this biscuit. It's something about Aaron. Okay, interesting. But we are thanking God. Hallelujah. Before you can even eat cook, speedy. But some of you, the person that gave you, no thanks. You are too entitled. I'm your pastor. And some of you, those of you who give to me, you know, there's no way. I will thank and rethank. Am I lying? Eh? I will thank and rethank you. Except the ones that write anonymous. Inside every loop. What does anonymous mean? But I pray for the anonymous. Amen. Because God sees the anonymous. I may not see. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ephesians 5, verse 20. You learning something? Ephesians 5. See how Paul teaches thanksgiving in the epistles. Giving thanks always for all things. Say all things. So, it's not really just good things. That's where the English vocabulary has missed it. The English vocabulary will tell you, but if you ask ChatGPT, that was Thanksgiving, probably talk about a festival in America that they do in November. Where the English language has missed it would be Thanksgiving is, let's say, deliberate act of gratitude to a good done. But the epistles teaches that Thanksgiving is a nature, is something you do in all things. That means the saddest event of my life could have just happened now, and I would still say, thank you, Lord. We appreciate you for this situation. You know, sometimes the old time religion, we say old school Christianity. Sometimes you hear prayers like, ah, Eshe Baba. And I've been where I followed pastors to where someone just passed on in UCH. And the first thing that came out of the resident pastor's mouth was, Father, we thank you. And that is instructive, don't you think? That even at that very sad event, we ought to give thanks. Father, I thank you. If we could give thanks in such events, how much more? How much more when good things happen? So, Paul says, giving thanks always. Say always. Times I'm hungry like this. My boss did not pay salary. And you're seeing your boss on Instagram, flying everywhere. That's wickedness. If you're a boss, don't do that. And I'm hungry. And they're saying we are giving for... or we're registering for workers meeting. And my unit leader is on my neck. And I'm on the Lord's neck. Necks on necks. And I'm very famished. And the first thing that comes out of my mouth is, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm hungry. Thank you. Thank you. I'm grateful. Grateful for this hunger, even though I know you meet needs. Amen. See, giving thanks in all things. Always. Always is such a strong word now. Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He calls that submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. So I give thanks always. Because sometimes our revelation, in quote, of thanksgiving is when good things happen, yeah? So when you get married, oh, I've carried bone on my bone. Sometimes when a disciple responds to the word of God, he says, yes! But when they're not responding, you know, I thank God for your life. I thank God for your life because I know you responded. I thank God for your life because I know God's word is working in you. Jesus stood in front of Lazarus' grave and said, Father, I thank you because you hear me always. God has not raised the dead. Nothing has happened. He knows. No, he doesn't. He stood there in front of a tomb and the first utterance is, Father, I thank you. But here you are. Grumbling, complaining. This government must go. This government must go. See, I'm hungry. The last government, did you know? Were you not hungry? Oniro. You are just looking for somewhere to deflect it. Father, I thank you because you always take care of me. I thank you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Grateful for my family. Grateful for my school. Grateful for my work. Grateful for my job. Grateful for my parents. Grateful. Grateful. Grateful for my pastor. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. The other day, I was studying and something happened. I said, how was I able to fathom this? How was I able to understand this? How would I pull these concepts together? You might be very deceived. And I say, it's because you're a pastor now. No, I said, no. Someone taught me. First thing I did, I have your account number. I said something. Because I am grateful. Amen. The ability to just take it and understand. He said, it's by revelation. It's God that gives it. How did he give it? Did I have it from my mother's womb? No. Hallelujah. Look at Philippians 4. Philippians is after Ephesians. You know that already, right? Verse 4. You learning something? Alright. Philippians 4, 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, always strong word. Again, I say rejoice. How do you rejoice in an accident? How do you thank God? That is where you actually know whether you are thankful. Now, I'm getting there. Verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is the thank. Can we verse 6 together? Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with. So, thanksgiving is not what we do when prayers are answered. It's what we do when we are praying. God has not answered. Nothing has happened. He says, let your request with thanksgiving. So, it's almost the opposite of what is being taught. What is being taught in the mainstream is when God does something, be thankful. Of course, you have to be. But what the Bible teaches is, even when nothing has happened, even when it appears like nothing is happening, everywhere is quiet. You can literally hear, you know, those insects at night. It looks like God is silent. It looks like God is not responding. The scripture says, I know you have requests. But when you are giving your request to God, you do it with thanksgiving. So the meaning, thank you, Lord Jesus. I've been at home for a long time. There's no job. But I thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for family. I thank you for my background. My background in this. My background in nursing, for example. Thank you for my background in nursing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I need a job. Well, thank you for where I am. Amen. Show me what next, Lord. Help me to see you clearer. Amen. That is Christian living. Where are the nine? The nine are somewhere thinking about what next. Now we have been healed. What do we do? Let me submit my CV here. Now I'm healed. No! Jesus is asking of you. Where are you? That's why some will never experience certain things the Lord will do for them. Because they're never thankful. They're never thankful. They're entitled. But that's not you, right? Is that you? That means in prayer, you lead with thanksgiving. Not just because prayers have been answered. Thanksgiving is part of the prayer itself. It's part of the prayer itself. Jesus was in a fix in John chapter 6. People were hungry. All that was available is 5 loaves, 2 fishes. I can imagine. I'm privileged to pastor a few. Just a few. So I can imagine. And what he first did was, Bible says he lifted up the bread and he gave thanks. Maybe you are not experiencing multiplicity because you don't give thanks. Sincerely, I might just corner you for there. He lifted up the bread and he did not start speaking in tongues. He didn't start saying, miracles must happen here. I decree, I declare, oh God of Elijah, oh God of fire, oh God of oven. He lifted up the bread and he gave thanks. Go there, go John 6. Let me show you something. God just reminded me of something now. Let me show you something. God is the teacher, man. Alright, let me show you something. In verse 10, make them sit down. And Jesus took the loaves. Verse 11, when he had given thanks. Yes, it's not enough, but have you given thanks? Pastor, I'm collecting 30,000 naira per month. Have you given thanks for it? Igbo man will say, na money. Amen. I remember I went to market one day. I was a student. I think it was my son, Boshola. I was only going to buy something for my induction. There was no money. Then, we got to Yaba. Shall I run to you? I want to buy some suits, some Akure suits. If you are suffering, take heart. Faces will pass. Amen. If you trust the Lord and give thanks. Amen. So we went to Yaba. We can't do that again, right? Shall I? When did you have a, you were looking for a suit, how much? I don't know, I can't remember how much they were selling it. So, I said, the man caught one ridiculous amount. So, my usual tactic is I half your money and I reduce it. Let's start from negotiation from there. So if you say 15,000, I'll start from 6K. Sorry. So, you don't say, yeah, that's how I do. That's my own metric. 6K. Eventually, I'll still buy now. I know it's 11 you want to sell it. It's 12 you want to sell it, but 6 is not bad. If I try my best, I can pull you back to 9. 8.5. Amen. My wife is there, I should price it. Lamide is worse than me, Abby. She's terrible. She can start home from 2K. From 15. That's my immediate sister. Younger sister. That one is... I cannot follow that one to market. Why are you disgracing family? So he measured one amount and I just, my usual, put it to half, reduce a bit out of it. And he said, I was expecting that he would just give me a reaction. He said, no money. That's Thanksgiving. Amen. Recognize that even that little you have, no money. You see that little you have is what someone else is praying to God for right now. I say, I just need 3K. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I trust you for what's next. But right now, I praise you. I thank you. Life is not perfect, but I thank you. I thank you for where I am. I thank you for where you're taking me. I see what you're doing. I know you're doing something new. I know you're doing something great. I know you're doing something beautiful with my life. I thank you. I'm not where I used to be. I thank you. I know that every day is a progress story with you. I thank you. I thank you for where you're taking me. I thank you for what you're showing me. I thank you for who you are making me. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for my family. I thank you for friends. I thank you for good people you have placed around me. I thank you for the word of God that is coming to me in season. I thank you. I thank you for my health. I thank you for my body. I thank you because it is responding to God's power. I thank you for the ability to take rest. I thank you for good sleep. I thank you. I thank you for my husband. I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my children. I thank you for my school. I thank you for my job. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. I will not complain. I will not say a thing wrong. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. So he took the fishes and the loaves and he gave thanks. But this is what the Lord just told me now. Go to verse 22. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there, save the one where his disciples were entered, and that Jesus was not with disciples into the boat, but the disciples were gone away alone. Can we verse 23 together? Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias, near unto the place where they did eat bread after the Lord. It now became a landmark. The place now became, it says, the boats were coming from Tiberias. They were near where the Lord gave them bread after he had given thanks. That means if you give thanks enough, there will come a time in your life where you'll be able to point to certain things and say, this came from Thanksgiving. This car, I got it after giving thanks. This house was built after giving thanks. Hallelujah. I got that job when I gave thanks. Are you going to give thanks? Huh? Or you want to stay there complaining? Ungrateful like the 99. Where are the 9? The 9. The ability submitting CV. Say, that's not bad. But have you given thanks for the very one you have? I know, yeah. Say, Pastor, it's not easy. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So that means you can give thanks and experience God's provision so much that it becomes a landmark for others. See, when Brother Howell gave thanks the other day, this is what happened. He said, they came near to the place where there was provision after the Lord gave thanks. Very soon, I tell you, in the spirit of prophecy, that you begin to point to things in your life that came from Thanksgiving. Yeah. Things will switch up. Things will change for the good in the name of the Lord Jesus. It will come from Thanksgiving. Are you listening to me? It's an instruction. It will come from Thanksgiving. It will come from a lot of Thanksgiving. Don't forget, Thanksgiving is not a response to just good things. It is always. It is in the frustration, I give thanks. In the stress, in the down moment, in when it looks like it's not working out, I say it's working out. In when it looks like I'm stressed, I say I'm strengthened. Amen. Yeah. He says, walking out. And I'm strengthened in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Jesus stood in front of Lazarus too. And said, Father, I thank you. thank the Lord. Thank you.
You must cultivate an habit of thankfulness to God, to people who have done you well. That person who's always standing by you at work. When it looks like they are opposing you. There's just one person among decision makers that every time always defend you. You have never gone there and said, thank you, man, for standing by me in that meeting. What kind of person are you? I'm talking to someone now, right? Thank you, man, for always standing by me. Be thankful. Be thankful. Especially in the local church. Sometimes you can get very entitled. Is the church not meant to do this for me? As how? As what? As Central Bank? Or as Tinubu? How they call it now? Tinubu? Be thankful. If the welfare team, if all they can give you is rice and whatever. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Write to your cell leader. Write to your leader. I got so. Thank you. Someone gives you a lift. Some of you, they transport you. It might not be to your house. It might not be to your destination. But someone literally gives you a lift every time. You have not said, thank you very much, sir. I really, really appreciate it. Not when you get out from the car. It's normal. Now you get out. Thanks, sir. You guys don't slam your door. You think, she want a repo. Maybe I own the car. I don't have body for it. Just slam it. Ah, thank you, sir. No, you are not thankful. But I'm be back. See, let me ever jack. I'll give you a Panepita's number. Amen. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. It's not, again, as you are thankful to God, you are thankful to humans who are doing good for you. Your landlord. Every landlord has increased rent globally. You were scared. You say, what's next? And your landlord just said, no, I'm not increasing rent. Why are you scared? And you could not go with the bottle of wine and say, Baba, Baba. Amen. And you have a horrible landlord too. Amen. Be thankful for the shelter over your head. Yes, he said you cannot put solar. And you spoil his house. Be thankful for the roof over your head. Be thankful to God. Amen. Be thankful for shelter over your head. I'm not homeless, right? Something to be thankful. The prophet said, even though the fig tree will not blossom. He didn't say it has not blossom. He said, it will not. Even though it will not. He said, yet I will give thanks. I love that Domwe song. He said, Lord, you seem so far away. You may have your theology bias for it too. I don't really care tonight. A million miles or more, it feels today. Even though I have not lost my faith, I must confess right now, it's hard for me to pray. I don't know what to say. I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing. I will praise. Even in the darkest nights, through the sorrows and the pain, I will sing. Those are songs, man. Amen. Lift my hands to worship you because your word is true. Go listen to that song. Say, I will sing. I think that's the title. I'll sing. Then when? You must give thanks. Play for me as a close. So thank you for the people around me, Lord. Thank you for my boss. Thank you for my siblings. You have a sibling that shows up for you every time. You have never said, I bought you this. Okay, it's not, you have a fiancé or fiance. I say, I bought you this. Yeah, I know it's audition. I know. I know he's trying to get in the good books. She's trying to get in the good books. Say thank you. Well, as you tell your husband, I really appreciate what you do. Well, as you tell your wife, thank you. Thank you. Are you listening to me? Well, as you thank God. As that one Samaritan came back, Jesus said, where are the nine? Where are they? They are in church. The nine are in the church. They are praying. They are asking God for more. They are asking God to open the nations. But they are not thankful for the one disciple they have. They are asking God for groundbreaking ministry expansion. For the two disciples you have, you have not said, I thank you for these lives. Because I can see your word working in them. And even though this brother, the way is long, but I trust you for him. I thank you for his soul. Because he's yielding. Because he's growing. Where are the nine? They are in church. Looking for more miracles. And yet Jesus is waiting for a word of gratitude. I'll close. Romans 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 20 says, for the invisible things of him from creation of the world are clearly seen. Being understood by the things that are made. I've explained this before. Even his eternal power and Godhead. So that no one is without, so that no one is with an excuse. Can we verse 21 together? Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were unthankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. See how Paul explains it. He says, because they did not glorify God as God, neither were they thankful, they became vain in their imaginations. Their imaginations were clouded with vanity. Yes, you just got salary. You just got a contract. Yes, it's not what you're expecting. It's not where you want to be. So you become vain in your imaginations. It's the next big thing again. You keep chasing. You have never gone on your knees to say, thank you, Lord, for this job. 10 years ago, I was praying for this. You're saying, oh, bro, we cannot be talking about some things. Amen. If I can have a job that pays me, I will never ask God for anything. Is it like you have it now and you're asking? The only thing you're not doing is you're not thanking him. Remember when you told God when you were in school, you said, if I can just graduate without a carryover. I don't even think I have the hope of graduating. And somehow, your name came out. But since then, you never thanked him. It's about, how do I get this opportunity and that opportunity? How do I progress? No one is saying don't progress. But we are denying. What are they doing? They're on their way to the priest, remember. They're on their way to the priest. And they could not just spare a second. So say, Jesus, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my body. Remember that last time last year? You're on antibiotics. You're just trying to recuperate. Remember the time you were in a debt? And it looks like it was just clouding your neck. And they were saying, pay up. And you could not sleep. Remember the time you didn't have a place to go? No job. You wake up and you just sleep like that. Now you have something to do. Yeah, it's not much, but it's something. Thank him. Thank him for endless mishaps, accidents, terrible things that he took away without your knowledge. Tears that were white that you never cried. Thank him for rescues. Thank him for freedom. You're reading a story the other day. A young lady, someone just left a child with her. The child was crying. She said she should pick biscuits. Before she came back, child has gone. Someone had taken the child. The mother came, arrested her. She's in prison. She didn't do anything, nothing. She just wanted to give biscuits. See? And somehow, someone gets a child with you. As you wanted to give the biscuit to the child. The child, you kick the child. The child fell down. You had to carry the child. And you didn't know that in that place. And the head was swollen. And the mother was shouting. And he said, it's not your fault. I had to do you good. See, you are blaming now. God has rescued you. Split seconds. Oh, yeah. You know that's how it happens. Thank God. Are you ready to thank him now? Say, because they did not thank him. They did not glorify him as God. Neither were they thankful in their hearts. Said they became vain in their imaginations. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Denying to Jesus are foolish. You will not be foolish. Can we thank him? Go ahead and do that. I cannot lead you enough to thank him. So you thank him. Yeah. Things are not perfect. But I glorify your name.
Thank him. Thank him.